Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Amud Bet, near the bottom of the Amud. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. As I mentioned in the previous podcast, we're going to now deal with some of the specifics about Tikrovet Avodah Zarah and the method of saying. Avodat Kocha Mishovdino Tab Makel, if there is a particular worship that's worshipped with using a stick, waving a stick or whatever it may be, then Shavar Makel Lefaneha, if you broke a stick in front of it, then Chayav. Zarak makel ofanah, but if you just threw a stick in front of it, and these are, of course, not the normal forms of worship of that Avodah Zarah, then patur. Now, Marle Abaye L'Rava, three generations later, Abaye asked Rava about Rav's statement, Maishna shavar davar lekein zvicha, why is breaking something that you're chayav for, because it's like shchita, where you take the animal and you break it, as it were, so you broke the stick. Zarak nami havar lekein zrika, so if you throw the stick, it's like zrikat adam. And it is on a par with an avodah that we do in the Beit HaMikdash. So Amar Le Ba'ina Zrika Mishtabered Faleika. Think about this. When you spritz dam, dam separates out. It particles out. Here, the stick is thrown, and the stick falls as a stick. Now, Etive, here's the challenge to Rava's answer. Safat Latsoa. Let's say you took some feces and stuffed it in the mouth of the idol. Or you poured urine on it, chayav, that's called libation. So now, I understand with the urine, because it's like dam, it's liquid that's now spreading out. But you don't have that with soa. The answer is, but soa lacha, if it's wet soa, runny soa, then it's also kind of like a liquid. Let's suggest this approach that you need to have the tikrovet be similar in style to that which is offered in the mikdash is a machloket tanaim. The shachat lachagav in the Braita we read that if you slaughter a grasshopper to avodah zarah, avinu machayv chom potri with machloket. My love amikav kamipalgi isn't there machloket demar savarmin kein zvicha. That one of them holds that it has to be really similar to a real shechita, and you don't shech the grass up. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, all you need is kein prim, which means it has to be similar to what you do in the mikdash. The answer is, everybody says it doesn't have to be similar to that, to shechita, it has to be similar to the mikdash. Rav's point now being substantiated that both opinions support him. Bishani Chagav, the issue of the grasshopper is different. Since its neck is similar, in, of course, on a much smaller scale, to the neck of an animal, of a mammal, therefore it may be considered Kein Pnim. And that's the machloket, how we look at that. So Rav Nachman is quoting Rav. Again, the same thing. If we have an Avodah Zarah that's worshipped with a stick, Shavar makel v'faneha, if you break the stick in front of it, chayav, you're chayav for the avodah v'neseret, and the stick is asur. Zarak makel v'faneha, if you threw a stick in front of it, unlike what we said before, chayav, you're chayav for avodah zarah v'neseret, but the stick doesn't become asur. So this is different than we saw earlier. Amar le Rav l'Rav Nachman, so Rav turns to his Rebbe, who reported this in Rav's name, and he said, Maishna shavar, why is breaking the stick have to create the consequence that the stick is now tikrovet avodah zarah, davilei ke'ein zvicha, because like shchita, so raknami avilei ke'ein zrika, so throwing it is also like zrika. Same question that Abaye asked Rava. Amarle ba'ina zrika mishtaberet v'leika, and his answer was the same answer. So now we know where Rava got this answer from that he gave Abaye. He got it from Rav Nachman that zrika has to be something where it particles out. Elamiata Rava and asked crashed back. Avnei Beit Markulis b'mei asru. How do the rocks offered to Markulis ever become asur? There's nothing like it in the Mikdash, and it's not mishtaber. You throw the rock at Markulis, nothing breaks apart. Samarlei afli didi kashli. Nachman said, I have the same problem. Shilti al Rav Avua. I asked it to Rav Avua, who I heard this halacha from. Avua l'chiyah barav. He asked Rav's son. Chiyah barav l'rav, and he had asked Rav. I'm going to assume at this point that he had already asked Rav, because I don't believe that Rav's alive at the same time. V'amarle, what did Rav answer to his son? By putting the rocks on Markulis, it's not that it's tikrovet in the classic sense, but it's like you're building up the idol. That's why it's awesome. A little later in our parak, we're going to see a mishnah with the machloket Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel about a avodah zarah of a non-Jew if it becomes prohibited as soon as he builds it or only after he worships it. So if you say that it becomes asur the minute he builds it, I understand why these rocks are asur. But if you say that it's only asur after it's worshipped, tishtari, these rocks should be mutar, because he just put a rock on top. Talopalcha, you didn't yet worship the new rock that was on top. The new rock was the offering. It's an interesting concept. Each rock you put on Mercury becomes an offering to all the earlier rocks and then becomes the new part of the idol. So Yachiba tried to meet Tishtari. So then Rava says to Rav Nachman, if that's the case, the last one up there should be Mutar, because it wasn't yet worshipped. Amarle Iyadat Lazil Shakla. Yeah, if you know which one's the last one, because you can't necessarily tell which was the last one, go ahead and take it, because Utar Hate. Ravashi Amar, Kolachat Vachat Naseti Kovat Latson, Tikovat Lachaverta. Ravashi gave a different answer. He said each rock that's put up there is an offering to the earlier ones and an offering to itself. So even if you hold that Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew only becomes Asur after it's worshipped, this becomes Asur immediately. Okay. Tnan. We're going to test this. Matzam Rosho Ksuta Ma'oto Kelim. If you found a garment or money or vessels on top of an idol, Harein Mutarin, you could take them. They're not Avodah Zarah. They were just left there for some reason. But Parchilei Anavim, if you find clusters of grapes, Vatarot Shel Shibolim, or grain wreaths, or yenot shmanim v'saltot, or wine, oil, or flour, chol davar shekai yotzeh v'kar v'gav mizbeach, or any of the sort of thing that we would bring on our mizbeach, asur. Now, b'yishtu mayenot shmanim v'saltot, I understand wine, oil, and flour, ika kein pnim, because, first of all, it's similar to what we offer on our mizbeach, v'ika kein zrika mishtaberet, and when you throw it on the altar, it's like zrika mishtaberet, because the wine, the oil, even the flour, particles out, just like zrikat adam. But what do you do with clusters of grapes and grain wreaths? They're nothing like what we do in the Mikdash. And they're also not any sort of zrika where things break apart. So Amarava Amarula, he said, it must be a case where the non-Jew originally harvested the grapes or the grains for this purpose. How do I know that if somebody takes a behema that's got a blemish on it, and he, the kind that we could not bring on our mizbeach, and he offers up to Avodah Zarah that he's exempt? If somebody slaughters to the gods, meaning to foreign gods, he shall be killed. Bilti l'Adonai levado, has to offer it only to God. Meaning, meaning the Torah only forbade, and here's the source, something we've been looking at in the last two podcasts, the old Torah only forbade something which normally is brought to God. Now, Havi bar Rava. Rava asked the following question. Bimai, what kind of mum are we talking about? If it's one of those fine mumim that only Yisrael are careful about, like the white of the sclera of the eye, a non-Jew can bring it to Hashem on their own bama. So, Avodah Kochavim Baya, certainly it's a valid offering to Avodah Zarah, and therefore you should be chayiv for bringing it. Elam Chusarever, it must be talking about an animal that's missing a limb. Uchad Rabbi Elazar, we have this earlier in the Masechet, near the beginning. Te'amar Rabbi Elazar, minanam Chusarever, shuhu asur livnei Noach. How do we know that a ben Noach is not allowed to offer up, nor to eat, by the way, to offer up an animal that is missing a limb? This we talked about in the context of animals, getting animals from them or having them have animals, because the question is whether they use it for Avodah Zarah. Shema umikol hachai mikol basar shnayim mikol. Noach was told to take in all living things. What does that mean? Amra Torah havei behema shechayin rashei ivarin shela. Bring in an animal, or only animals, that's limbs are alive. So, but we need this pasuk to tell me that Noach was told not to bring any trefot in, living animals that would stay alive. So the answer is no, that's milachayot zeranafka. We get that from the next pasuk, which is the pasuk that says that the animals were brought in to reproduce. And you'll let it. That only works according to the mandama that says a trefa can't reproduce. The mandama trefa, you let it, but according to the mandama, it's machloket nechulin that a trefa can reproduce. Then the Chayot Zera doesn't tell me that I can't bring a treifa. Ma'ika l'meimar. So I'm going to cry, itach. You have to bring them with you. Itach means bedomin lach. They have to be like you. You, Noach, are alive and healthy. They have to be alive and healthy. And now we throw up a real interesting trial balloon. Maybe Noach himself was a treifa. So, tamim tibbe. The answer is Noach is described as tamim, perfect. So, dilma tamim midrachav. Maybe that just means he was morally good. Tzadik tibbe. It already says he's a tzadik. So, tzadik tells us he was a good guy. Tamim means he was a healthy guy. So, dilma tamim midrachav tzadik masav. Maybe they're both descriptions of his moral and ethical and spiritual attributes, and nothing about his physicality. The answer is, Lomat Sidamar to Noach Gufei Treifave. You can't even imagine the possibility that Noach was a treifa. Yisagadai to Noach Treifave. If you think he was, Amar Lechmonai to Chatachayil, so Hashem's saying, only take animals that are like you, Shlemin Lotayil, don't bring in healthy animals? That's crazy. So Hashtad Nafke Meitach, so now that we know from Itach that the animals couldn't be treifa, L'chayot Zera Lamali, what do I need L'chayot Zera for? After all, from Mikol Hachai, I learned that they can't be missing a limb. From Itach, I know that the ones on the Teva had to be not a treifa. What's L'chayot Zera? The answer is, Imeitach Avinu L'tzav Tevalma, because if I only had Meitach, I would think they're there as companionship. Afilu Zaken Afilu Saris, they could be a healthy animal who's already too old, or has been neutered. Therefore, I know a separate thing. They have to be animals that have the ability to reproduce. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Minayim l'shochet b'mal l'markulis shehu chayav. How do I know that if somebody brings an animal to Markulis, that he's chayav for bringing this animal? Shenemar v'lo yizbuchu oret ziv chayim la'si'irim. The Torah says, when it talks about shchut echutz, about bringing animals outside of the Mikdash, bringing an offering outside of the Mikdash, they should no longer bring their offer their animals to the demons. If that's not talking about a case, and it's not talking about a case where that worship is worshipped by slaughtering an animal, because that's already covered. In Parshat Re'eh, you come to the land, don't say, hey, worship this way, I'll do the same thing. Then this pasuk in Vayikra must be referring to a case where this Avodah Zarah is not worshipped with animal slaughter, and yet you slaughtered to it. Could this pasuk in Vayikra really be referring to that? We need it for the following. Ad kan hu medaber b'kodashim shik tishan v'shati su'ar b'mot v'kivam v'shati su'ar b'mot. The Torah explicitly only forbade bringing offerings outside of the Mikdash that you designated when there was a unique mikdash, like Shiloh or Yerushalayim, and you offered it at that time. Sharei on Shanamur, the Torah explicitly says what the prohibition is. Shinamar petach omeid lo hevio, if you didn't bring it to the Mishkan, then v'nichrat, you have karet. Onesh shamanu, by the way, that pasuk tells us the punishment. Azaraminayin, how do we know that there's a prohibition? Remember the rule. Ein onshim elim kein mazirin, the Torah does not punish unless first it warns. Be careful that you do not bring up your korbanot. And the word pen, of course, as we know, is a code word for a lotase. Pen ve'al, anytime you see any of those words, in a lobelotase. So pen ta'ale lotecha, do not bring up your offerings any place you want to. Therefore, our pasuk must be talking about a case where you offered where you designated the animal's hekdesh when it was permissible to bring an animal somewhere else, like during the times of Nov and Givon, between Shiloh and Yerushalayim, and then you offered it after it was already asur. Shemar l'mana she'aviu b'nei Yisrael tzivchem Hashem zovchim al pnei asadeh, meaning shitarta l'chakfar, meaning I at the point that you offered it, that you designated it, I allowed you to bring it on in any place you wanted al pnei asadeh. So it teaches you, by the way, that if you bring an offering to Hashem at a point, at a time, when it can only be brought in the Mishkan, Shiloh, or Yerushalayim, and you bring it somewhere else, it's like you brought it on the field to Avodah Zarah. And then the Pasuk says, Ve'vium l'Hashem, zumitzvat aseh, you have to bring it to Hashem. Tzvat lo taseh minayin, how do I know there's a prohibition against bringing it elsewhere? They shall not bring their offerings on the field. All right, I might think that there's karet. If you brought an offering to God outside of the Mikdash, at a time when you designated it, there was no Isur Bamot. But by the time you brought it, there was. Tamalomar Chukat Olam Tiyazot Lahem. In the Pasuk, it says, this is a Chukat Olam. The Karet is a Chukat Olam. Zot Lahem Velo Acheret Lahem. Meaning, this is the only time you get Karet. But if you designated it when it was Mutar, then even if you offered it afterwards, it's a prohibition, but no Karet. So our basic problem is, how can you tell me that the Pasuk Velo Yizbechu Od is there to tell me that I'm not allowed and I'm chayav for bringing an animal and offering it to God that part of its worship does not include offering animals like Markulis, and that's this pasuk. This pasuk is there to tell me that there's a prohibition against offering an animal to Hashem outside of the Mikdash, even if I designated it b'shat hatar bamot. The answer is Amarava kari bei v'lo yizbechu v'kari bei v'lo od. So the pasuk v'lo yizbechu od, so v'lo yizbechu, they should not offer it. V'lo od, they should no longer offer it. V'lo od is applying to, even though you designated it when it was mutar, no longer bring it, and v'lo yizbechu, do not offer it to other gods, and that's the prohibition of shechita to avodah zarah, even if it's not kedarka. Pause at this point and pick it up in the next Mishnah that he'd just seen it referenced in the Gemara, in the next podcast. But in the meantime, we should have a wonderful